chomer is that for a shivcha, in order to say ain't nothing much to be left in for a shivcha, you have to be mishachar, and that if you could be losing a big economic investment, giving up $50,000. Yeah. Slave was a valuable asset. Yeah. This is Perek Yud Hilchos Gershon Halacha Yud Tes. So the Rambam brings Hayru Mitzas HaGa'inim. Some of the Ga'inim Paskins Shekol Isha, any woman Sheti boiled with Bifnei Edom. If there was a bee in front of Edom, he doesn't mean, okay, he doesn't mean Edom saw the bee, because even like Kedusha Bia, they don't have to see it, but it means that there are Edom, and this would include the Anan Sadeh, as people know. Tzricha get Chazaka she'ein adamaisa bilasa bilasnus. And then he says, v'higdilu v'haisifu b'davarza. See, the Rib only brings Shivcha, but the Rambam learns Shivcha is expanding the underlying concept. They increased this halacha. Shalal daitam ad shehayru. Shemi sheyesh lo ben mishivchaso, chayshish in lai v'lotis yabi mishtei. Shema shichrer shivchasai. Now, first of all, it's a little interesting the way the Rambam formulates it. The Rambam says, Sheva Shichrer Ubala. It's not clear that the Rif understood the Ga'inim that way. The Rambam seems to understand the Ga'inim that I assume he was Meshacher her before he was Ba'il her. The Rif seems to say, by saying you don't need to get Shichrer, he seems to be saying the Etzem Maisa Bia is the Maisa Shichrer. Okay.
And that, however, generally, the Rambam, his general truth is much more towards the Bia. He's very involved. In other words,
well, I mean, the Rambam is bringing the Gaon. I mean, he's going to be chaylok on this anyway. He's just bringing. I'm just saying, how did he understand the sheet of the Gaon?
I'm saying that the Daf is using the Bia as the Achra, as opposed to what? What's the other way to understand how?
No. The other way is that when he's Bayom, he has Kavana to be Meshacher. It's like Bont Yachas. The Bia is the Shifa. We have a similar,
Okay.
No, but since he doesn't want to be Bayol Vilasnus, so he's Bayol to make her a Ben Chayrin. We have similar shots, really. It's a Machlokes Rishayim in a lot of things. The Gemara says, for example, that if an Adain is Meiniach Tfilin on an Eved, the Eved is Yaitse L'Chayrus. So you have a similar Machlokes. Is it the Pshat? If he's meniach tefillin, that's a raya, he must have been meshacher him. Or do I say that the etzem hanachas tefillin is a maisa of renunciation of avdus, because an eved kenani does not put on a tefillin. Right, so it's a similar issue here. In other words, do I say that the bia is a raya, that the other was meshacher, which is how the Rambam understands? Or do I say that the Bia is a Maisa Pefker, Maisa of Shechr? It's not Shtar Shechr, Eichanami. But you still have to go and Mafker out the Yatsu Lecheres Vein Zerf Gev Shechr. But do I say the Bia Gufa is the Maisa of renunciation?
So it seems like the Rambam just says, though, he doesn't say that it's a Raya or anything. He just says there's enough of a suffix. He says Shema.
Well, look at that. So he brings a Shema, and then he says, then he brings another, the Yesh Misha Hayra, Shevada Shechr. So the Rambam brings two versions of the Ga'inim. Apparently different Ga'inim. Some Ga'inim say it's at least a Safek, and some Ga'inim say it's a Vada Meshacher. The woman wouldn't even need Chalitza. If a man had a son from his Shivcha, it is so Vada that he was Meshacher, and therefore it's his son, that his regular wife does not need a Chalitza at all.
In other words, not as a pshat, this is just a umdana, this is what occurs. And some of this
because of Eino de Maisa. Now, the Rif seems to be machria like the first version of the Ga'inim, that is called the Safek, and we go l'chumra. But on both of these things, the Rambam says, Kol Hadvarim Ma'ela. It's a little unusual. The Rambam doesn't bring that many psakim of the Ga'onim. Usually, it's brought down. That the Rambam kimat, I mean, there are a lot of exceptions, but 90% only brings halachais that have a makor in Chazal. It could be Bavli, Yerushalmi, it could be midrashim even, halachic midrashim, but he doesn't bring a lot of the psakim of the Ga'inim as psakim. But here he brings, and the Rambam generally almost never brings deyas that he's chalagan, right? The Rambam doesn't say, there is this deya, but I'm chalagan. The Rambam typically ignores any deya he didn't paskin like, he simply doesn't say. But here, apparently, the Rambam felt muchrich to bring this shita, and then to say that he thinks it's wrong. V'chal ha'dvarim ha'eila rechaikim hei b'enai ad-yay b'darche ho'ram. Ein roi lismay ha'layim. So here we have a gewaldige important mafteich. Shelai amru chachamim chazakazu ela b'ishtai shegirsha milvad o b'mekadesh al tanai u'bo'al stam sharei ishtai ובי ישתי הי שחזקזה אינו איזה בילסה בילסנוס עד שיפרש הי בילסנוס או יפרש על תנאי הוויו אבל בשאר נשים הרי כל זיינה בחזקה שבועה לשם זנוס עד שיפרש בו כי הוא לשם קדושן ואין זו כלומר בשפחה ובקוסס שאין הבס קדושן אין חששן להם כלל והרי הבן מהם בחזקס כוסי ביבד, כוסי יבי מתווי, עד שיבדה, שבדי נשתחר אימו או נסתר. By the way, כוסי, as you may know, כוסי, חזל, we have a discussion about the כוסם. The כוסם, the Samaritans, this was the nation that when Sancheirav exiled the Aseres HaShvatim, he brought them over and they did convert, but the Shaila was it a sincere conversion, Gerei Emes, or Gere Arayas with an Aleph, they converted because of Pachat, and Chazal have different discussions, do the Kusim have a din of Goyim, a din of Yidden, if they are Yidden, are they Naman on certain mitzvahs or not? So sometimes there are many discussions that are miyuchid to Kusim. But many, many times, for example, this is an example, a Kusi was simply a nondescript term that censors the name for Obed Kuchavim. Meaning to say, Christians, and there were Christian centers, they wanted to uproot every, what they thought was a pejorative reference, so they would put in extinct people, or very, you know, Kusi or whatever, very few Kusim were around. So Kusi sometimes just means a guy, sometimes it means this identifiable nation called the Kusim. That was interesting that they say one of the rarest, it's interesting, I don't know why it's so rare, but one of the rarest, call it a sefer or a book, very, very hard to find, is the official manual that the Catholic Church issued to Jewish censors as to what they're supposed to take out of it. They literally gave them a manual of certain words because the censors tended to be mishumad. They were yidden, who were mishumad, but they were mainly ignorant. I mean, they knew how to read Hebrew, but they didn't know what anything meant. So they had to be given words. When you see this word, just take it out. So one of the words that the Goyim thought was offensive was the word Goy. Instead of, that's why Akum, Obed Kuchavim Mazalos, an ancient idolater, was the newer word that they used, the original Nusach Ustam Goy, or Nochri. It was offensive because Jews called people Goyim, you know. So in one old Gemara, Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Ki Am Kadosh, Goy Kadosh, Goy Kadosh, referring to Bnei Israel. So they put Akum. They didn't know what anything was. Yeah. So what does the Rambam say? This is the Gevaldige Mafteach. Ein Adam Eise Bilase Bilasnus. The Rambam understands does not mean a man is not Bayo Lestam woman, Biasnus. If he's Bayo Lezaina, we assume it's Zanus. If he's having an affair, we assume it's having an affair, unless he says it's Lashem Kedusha. Rather, the Rambam says, if a woman is or was his wife that he was Mekadeh, he wants all bios with his wife to be a marital bia and not a bia l'shem zanus. So the Rambam says, there are therefore only two cases. This has nothing to do with the Ribash. There's only two cases where we say, any other maisa bilas a bilas zanus. One is, a man is Megarish's wife. He gave his wife again. And after he gave his wife a get, she's divorced already, he's mezana with her. So then we say, no, we'll look at that as a reconciliation. We won't look at it as Stavaza, he's having an affair with his former wife. But because they were husband and wife, we say, he's by all the shame kedushin, and that's why he would need another get. That's case one. Case two, which is very Nogea Lumais in terms of Aguna, is a man is Makane Shabbat tonight. It says, okay, so normally, right, Sechus Kedushin is filled with Tziurim, where if the Tanai is not fulfilled, from Afreya there's no Kedushin, and she doesn't need to get right for Kedushin tonight. So the Sukhi in Ksuba says, when do I say you can be Makadosh on a Tanai? That is only if she's an Arusa. You're Makadosh on a Tanai, and she's an Arusa. But once you're Bayo, we say that you're Bayo Lutabri the Shem Kedushin, because if you're Bayo Lal Tanai, there's the possibility it'll be a bilasinus if the condition is not fulfilled, and therefore we assume that all bia with your wife, is going to be shalom al tonight in order not to create the possibility of bilasinus. Now this is why I say one of the proposals for Tikkun Agunas, this goes back 150 years. The rabbinate of Paris wanted to basically say that every guy, they had a problem of Aguna, of men who were not getting to their wives, forced them. So why don't you make a Kedushin Allah tonight that basically says, on the condition that if we are separated and we get a civil divorce, I give you a get within 30 days of the civil divorce. Now think about this. As a tonight, this could work very well, because they go ahead and get a civil divorce. So if the husband gives her a get, she was married, now she's divorced. If the husband doesn't give her a get, the tanai that was necessary for the marriage to be valid never occurred. In other words, you are my wife on the condition that if we get a civil divorce, I'll give you a get within 30 days. If I don't give you a get within 30 days after we get a civil divorce, we were never married. If we were never married, she doesn't need a get. So mimashach, make a tanai under the chuppah, and mimela, there'll be no problem of an aguna. This was the hatsa'ah of the rabbinate of Paris. It was an Orthodox rabbinate, but a little avant-garde. So at the time, somebody, it was a local Thomas Chacham who was very incensed. He thought this was totally wrong. So he sent this proposal to all of the Gedolim of Poland and Lithuania. And this really was, and he published a book. They all sent back letters saying, it's usher, 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 cannot do it, cannot do it, cannot do it. And this included, like, everybody. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan and Rabbi Meir Simcha and Rabbi Chaim and Rabbi David Karliner, really the all-star, you know, Gedola, Gedola, Gedola. And they all said, basically, based on this sukkah, the name of the country says, Ein Tanai B'Nesuin. You can't make Tanayim once there is Nesuin because of Ein Adam Isa B'Ilasa B'Ilas B'Ilasunus.
That means that when the Gemara says it, it's the Gemara talks about making tanya, saying it's only by kedusha. When the Gemara,
yes, machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. It's the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. If kansa al kitcha al tanai, the kansa stam. It's machlokes Shmuel. Taka says you could make it tonight. In other words, there's a mount the argument in the Gemara that you could make it tonight. But all the pesukim, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, the Rif, the Ramah, they all paskin, which is the general rule. Halacha karav v'yisuri in any. Shaila Visur Behetzer, including Eshishish. We paskin like Rav. So we paskin, there's no Tanai. The only thing is, if you look at the Rambam here, I mean, the Rambam himself says that if a man was Makadosh on Tanai and he was then Bayel, we assume Ein Adam Isa Bilasa Bilasanus unless he is Mefarish that he's Bayel al Tanai. Which means, and this makes a lot of sense as well, that it's not that you can't have a Tanai in Bia. It's just we don't assume he's doing a Tanai in Bia. But if he's Mefaresh that he's being Bayo even on a Tanai, right? And that's Mishtabra as well. The Rambam seems to say Mefaresh. It's right.
It would have to be every time.
It would have to be every time. So the question is, you don't have Adam in that. So workably, she would be a suffocation decision. One time, he forgot. So
this whole thing, the idea of any time the idea is not that he couldn't make it tonight, but the time would
disappear. That's correct. That's correct.
It's he could.
If it's clear from the Lashon of the Rambam that it's shayach to make it tonight, but we don't assume that he's making it tonight.
And no one would be called on that. I mean, you could make it any time you want. It should go away with the beer.
It seems to be. Yeah, Yeah, it seems to be. I mean, that's mistaken, because any other mitzvah be lesser be lesser is a question of das of a person. So if a person says I'm being bar lama tanai, and then you're not going to.
No, say, what I'm saying is he gets married al tanai. He's married, and then he has to be. At that point, the tanai will dissipate. At that point, the tanai will say. At this point, he's having to be.
That's an interesting question. That actually is not so question. In other words. Let's take the prototype of the Gemara's case. I am a Kaddish woman. Let's take a regular tonight. I am a Kaddish woman on the condition that she gives me $1,000 by the end of the year. So let's say he's then bailed her before the end of the year, and she does not give him $1,000. So since we paskin ein adam eisa bilase bilasenus, she is his wife, even though she didn't give him the money. Now, how do you understand that? Do I say that ein achinami mitzad the original kedushin? It's not a good kedushin, but this is a new kedushin, kedushay bia. Or do I say vivaltis mochel the tanai that reinstates them? No, there's a big nachmina. Let's say she would be mezana. Let's say she's mezana between the erusin and the bia. If I say that yeter kedushin is taka on the tanai and that kedushin is bottled, but there's a new kedushin. She would still be a penoyah then. If I say the pshat is, it's hard to know in Lumbus how they can even do that, that somehow there's a getter of machila of the tanai, that you can do a maisa on a tanai and then be mochel of tanai, and then the maisa becomes a maisa gomer, it turns out she would be mekudeshes.
How could that be? I mean, it's just a lie. In other words, a person can make any conclusion he wants. The only reason we deal with this tonight issue only is because
I understand. He can make it tonight, but the question is, can he be mochel tonight? That's the question. See, is there such a concept? Because like this, if you learn he can be mochel tonight, then it could be theoretically, even if he didn't have a bia,
right?
He
just stopped
to mochel tonight. So that's the question. Because bia is just a heichi timsa to create the scenario where it's likely to be mochel tonight. So that's a machlok. It's a machlok that the Beis Shmuel type of bring this deus that it's shayach mechila. Of course, if you think about it, mechila could. You have to think about all of these issues of the husband making his wife's life miserable. I mean, let's say she doesn't want to be married to him. So normally, if there's a tanai, she's a pashat etza withholding $1,000. So he then says, mochel the tanai, you're stuck. You know,
well, isn't that that we both have to agree? Yes, we have an agreement. The agreement is X.
Yeah, no, actually, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
She's haskam.
And that's a good point. If she was maskim to kedushin on tanai, even if we say you could be mochel the tanai, that would mean they would both have to be mochel, because it wouldn't be shayach for him to say the kedushin is kedushin gemurah because she wasn't masking to a kedushin gemurah. Yeah, that's a good point. He could not do that unilaterally. And ein adam eisa bilas bilas nus works because we would say that both of them don't want to have a bilas nus. Yeah.
You mentioned this once before, the case where you someone from a vatal the get after he sent it with the shaliach, and we said that they're okay, the kedushin of mafreya.
Yeah.
Because
the mekadesh
just brings over that that's when you say kedas moshe v'israel.
Right.
So I'm just wondering, according to this limbus that we're mentioning now, that wouldn't work because he's boiled afterwards.
Yeah, well, that's a good question. You have to say, So you have to say yesh v'yesh, meaning to say that as a general rule, the private conditions that a person imposes, he is willing to give up in order not to have bilas nus. But the chiyuv and the achrayas of listening to the Tzaddik Chachamim, that is so strong that. Even if it would mean he's bailed be less than us, and I guess the Gemara's lesser. The Gemara actually asked the Kasha.
Right.
Teinach the Kaddish be Kasha. Kaddish be Bia, like measures the Shavinu Rabban and the Kedushin be less than us, right? So my Mishnah is that particular condition is the exception. Uh-huh. But be as it may, this Rambam is extremely important because this Rambam essentially establishes the predicate why people that live with their girlfriends don't need gittin, because since there was no pre-existing marital relationship between them, we bichlal don't say ein adam eisa bilasa bilasanus unless they say they're being bailed l'shem kedushin. But so that's why we're not nayeh to be machayev gittin for people who are living out of wedlock. We don't call it they're living in wedlock. We don't make it into wedlock. Now that's besides the Rivash. I had mentioned another sort of the Rivash, which the Rambam doesn't bring. That is, the Rebush says anyone that is not Zohir in Tyrus and Mishpacha and is willing to be Bayal and Nida, I bechlal say he's Bayal Bilas and us as well. But again, the truth is the Rambam can't agree with Rivash because you see, it's a totally different getter. If I learn, like the Gainim, so the getter might be, a person doesn't want to do the sin of a Bilas and us, so he's Bayal Hashem Kedush. Alright, so then you have the Rivash's Swara. What do you mean he doesn't want to do a sin? He's willing to be Ivar Achiv Karas. But the Rambam is learning totally different together. The Rambam is not learning because of an Aveira. For Keres, the Rambam says if I'm Bayal Shivcha, I'm Ivar and being Bayal Shivcha. The Rambam's learning it's a different getter. When somebody wants your wife, this is how you want to connect her. So, according to the Rambam, the Rivash's Cheshman is not a legitimate Cheshman. In other words, if, for example, a person would be Bayal his own wife, when he was Makadosh on Sinai, I wouldn't say, oh, the fact that he's an Ida means he's willing to be Mamshech B'yasmah. See, the Rambam is not learning it's because of the Aveira. The Rambam is learning it's the particular way that a husband relates to a woman that either is his wife or was his wife even, in terms of a Grusha that you have Bia with afterwards. So I would think, and be mine, but I would think that L'chaira, the Rambam Gufa would not
see, the Rambam's he's very minimizing the whole.
He's minimizing. He's basically saying that the Gemara uses these words in two cases. And therefore, those are the two cases. And the Rambam is right. Those are the two cases. The Gemara extrapolate it and they make it a universal principle. The Rambam says, no, this is a limited word.
Clearly, person says, I am doing this via, I'll be a snus. The
Rambam says, yeah, you could write a human, yeah.
No, but the Rambam says, even they would agree. If someone says,
if he said it before, that's right. But the Rambam says the other way around.
He has to say
it's not the Kedushin.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they would agree with that. In other words, this and also, it's not a yeah, forever. If a person denies the thing,
if he denies it later, maybe it wouldn't work. But if it has to be b'shach,
it's not the fundamental. That's what I'm trying to understand. It's like a person, kind of thing where you beat him and then quote from him because he really wants to give it to that.
Sometimes we say a person's das is so deviating from the norm that we say batla daita. But by kedushin it would be difficult to say batla daita. I mean, kedushin is totally on his das. I don't say, oh, most people would marry this woman, so of course you're married to her. We wouldn't say that. It's totally on his das.
That's one more similar thing to the Maisa. Let's say somebody had a kid, because we're saying this far, the Rambam says it's only applying when she was your wife in some way, shape, or form. Right. I'm just wondering about, let's say, a Kiddushin, which they thought they made a Kiddushin, let's say a conservative wedding, and they didn't really make it, but he just boiled her as his wife.
Yeah, yeah, so this is interesting. This is talking very interesting. The shaila is like this. What is the status? Okay, what is the status of invalid Kiddushins in which there's subsequent being? What would the Rambam say on that? So let's say it was a condition of reform. Okay, so that's no good. Pasulayim, whatever you got here, Pasulayim, or the Yadim had an iPhone or something. But whatever reason why they're puzzled. And so the Shaila is, all right, it's a puzzle condition, but he's vital. So the question is like this. So like the guy, for sure you would need a get, but we don't pass like that. If we talk a pasuk like the Rambam, and Zohar pasuk like the Rambam, that we say, when it's your wife, or was your wife, ein adam maisa, bilas. Now, does that mean she had to actually have been your wife? Or is it simply a question of, you assumed you were having a husband-wife relationship? In other words, will I say ain't under my bilasness on an invalid marriage? So that's a big machlokes. It's yadua that Rav Moshe basically passed. Rav Moshe was matzel a whole generation of Bali Tshuva from a possible psulim mamzeres. That's made on many people. Divorce rate has gone up in the Jewish community. Many people are born from second marriages. And Rav Moshe's psak was that the Derech Klal, the first marriage, was conservative reform, no good. therefore, you didn't need a get, and therefore the second marriage, even if that was no good either, that's not going to produce one today, right? So kids of second marriages Rav Moshe was Machshir because the first marriage didn't need again. Now the emphasis, Rav Moshe's older contemporary, was very, very close to Bicycle. In a way he's less famous because of Rav Moshe, but he actually was a gadol b'hayra ma'ayt, Rav Yosef Eliyahu Henkin. And Rav Henkin strongly was chelek at Rav Moshe. Rav Henkin basically said, Einon ha'maisa bilasa bilasanos. They thought they were husband and wife. If they thought they were husband and wife, then they're b'ayol l'shem a kedushin. And Rav Henkin says they need a get. And Alibi the Emes, in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yosef Sachra was, that he was machayev a get, but he said, to Lagami Mamzeris, he said, you could be night follower of Moshe Makula, meaning, if you could fix the situation, Lagami the woman, he would require her to have a get, but Moshe said, you don't even need it to look for a get. But Lagami Mamzeris, like, this was a shayla, I actually had the one shayla I had to ask Rav Yosef. And it was interesting that this involved a 30-year-old person who was born from a second marriage, and his mother did not get a get from her first husband. So he became a Balshuva, and he begins to think, maybe I'm a Mamzer. I was born from an Ashes Ish, a woman that was not divorced. Very, very serious question. So his mother's first marriage. Now, we have to go back. We have to go back to the... not the time she got divorced, the time she was married the first time. So this was a marriage that occurred in 1950. And we wanted to determine that it was possible. Now, how are we going to figure out? Now, the problem was, I mean, how do you know? How do we know? So basically, it was Hashgacha that the rabbi who was the rabbi of the community 40 years before was living in Washington with his daughter. And he knew the Masada Kedusha. And the Masada Kedusha was actually a chazan in the Orthodox synagogue, which is scary, that would have been with Shomer Shabbos. But the rabbi was made that nobody in the Orthodox synagogue talked to this chazan. He was only hired for it by conservative reform, and he never used Shomer Shabbos Adam.
He dabbled himself in the Orthodox show, but he was
a chazan in the Orthodox show, but he was a freelancer for Seder Kedushin because he offered a two-for-one service. He offered to be chazan and Masada Kedushin, so he didn't have to pay a rabbi. So he was very popular among conservative reform, but no Shomer Shabbos people ever went with him to a chasana. So therefore, even if he's a Shomer Shabbos, there wouldn't be two Adam. Now, this is very circumstantial evidence. This rabbi was not at that wedding. This rabbi wasn't at that wedding. He's saying, generally, you know, Matrix. So I went through it. So we had a whole Gilius Adas. We took like a three-hour hearing. We recorded things, you know, everything. But went to Rabbi Yashiv. So Rabbi Yashiv already in those days had handlers and people. You really couldn't get in. So they give you like 1 minute to say your question and no follow-up. Like, I gotta blurt this out, you know. And he just said, nope. What he said, you know, he didn't like it, but he said, nope. If it's Mamzeris, you can be made. That's all he said. And then I wanted to ask a follow-up. They push you out. So somebody told me that it was actually for some crazy reason. This was on the radio, or a Shev or something. A guy, Rabbi Yosher, who was Masa, somebody from Mount Zayrus today in the United States, some road came from Washington. Somebody told me they heard it in the afternoon there. But they say everybody's famous for 15 minutes, so my 1 minute of
Moshe learned the Rambam as Moshe said that you don't know how to get it.
No, let me go back a little bit. But I want to be master Rav Moshe. So this was a machlokes, right? So Rav Moshe says, I don't say, Einon d'maaseh bilasa bilasanos. Rav Henkin says, I do. Now, it's not because, see, I might have misled you here. It's not because Rav Moshe says they didn't have a relationship of husband and wife. Rav Moshe is maida that if people have a civil marriage, they look at each other as husband and wife. Rav Moshe had a different cheshbon. Rav Moshe's cheshbon is a different lumbus. Rav Moshe's cheshbon is that b'yel l'shem kedushin means you have to be b'yel with kavana to be kona. So bishlama by tanai, the person knows that if the tanai is not mekoyim, this is not his wife. So he's bayel to be kainer legamri. But, Rav Moshe says, when you think you are already married, Zakra Maisha has a different point. If you think you're already married, you're not Bayel the Shame Kenyan. In other words, you're Bayel Al Das Kedushin Harishayim. As opposed to Tanai, when you know you have to be Bayel the Shame Kenyan, otherwise, it's Kedushin on Tanai. That's your Maisha's love. Now, Rav Henkin said to that, it's a fascinating machlokes, that Kedushe Bia does not require Bia L'shem Kinyan. It just requires Bia L'shem Ishus. If your Bia, as an expression of a marital bond, does haste Kedushe Bia. So the machlokes is actually philosophically, what is the requisite kavana in Kedushe Bia? Is it kavana to be kona, or is it kavana to express the relationship of ishus? And that's what Rav Henkin said. It's not shayach. You're bayal al das kedushin rishayim, because so what? You're still bayal l'shem ishus, and that would turn into l'shem kedushin. This was the machlokes. They said that the dayanim and eretz yisrael l'chatchila are machmer like Rav Henkin in that way, except probably not in that way. They say there were two psukim, Rav Henkin and Rav Mushroom, were very, very close. They were both in the Lower East Side. And they say Rav Henkin's had another big disagreement on a maybe less significant issue, but still a big issue. That is, you know, the Minhag HaYeshivas, we do it here also, is that we make Kiddush after Kriyas HaTorah, Rosh Hashanah, before Tekiyah Shofar. Because that's really the only time you can do it until after Musaf, because once you blow the Shofar, you can't be Mopsik till after Musaf. So it's a long day, people won't be able to, maybe their kavana will not be so good. So we make Kiddush for people who want to eat to eat before a Tekiyah Shofar. Now, state in Halacha Beferish that you're not supposed to eat before a Tekiyah Shofar. Certainly not that designed for a Tekiyah Shofar. Elamai, we're made to, for a lot of reasons, it's a weak generation, etc. Kavana, davening will be nimshach till after Chatzayish, not allowed to fast, etc. So Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva that basically said that this is called the Shasat Chak, that Yeshiva is davening long. So he muttered it. Rav Henkin was very machmer that it is Isser Gomer to eat before Tekiyah Shofar, at least Mezainis. And Tainis you can negate by drinking water before davening. So they say that Mamish on his deathbed, on Rav Henkin's deathbed, Mamish before his patirim, he beseeched Rav Moshe to be chaser on the two psukim on Tekiyah Shofar. I'm getting, I mean, Machayev getting for conservative reform or civil marriages. And these were the two. The Kudus name was Chaylik. Yeah.
I don't know, I just want to just clarify on this. The Fida Gaon, this idea of it's not a metaphysical concept. There's no shadow. There's no, then a Moshe Sfar would the whole thing would go away. Because you wouldn't even, if they thought they were married, it's not any difference. Because deep inside, his soul would know.
In fact, the Lashon of the Gemara itself is kemat muchrach that you're not dealing with an absolute rule, because the Gemara's case is kidsha al tanai v'konsa stam. Do you need a get or not? Vaishlechais, if it's kidsha al tanai v'konsa al tanai, there would be no shayla. Right, so you see, Chlor, that what the Rambam says, I'm not aware of any reason that's chayla, that's all. This thing, I think, the Rambam says it explicitly, that Lu Yitzur, the person would make it tonight, the time of the Bia Gufa, there's no shayla that would be a valid.
No, in this situation, like, in other words, this follows our Moshe Rambam, this idea of this presumed marriage, is, there's no side, oh, maybe, in other words, a person won't do Bia Znos, and in my set, it is Bia Znos. So therefore, he wouldn't do it if he knew. No one says that.
The question is simply, what is the kavana that you need for a kedushe bia? Kavana l'kinyan or kavana l'ishus?
So also, why wouldn't that be a svara? If it is on, why wouldn't that be a svara? Which,
a person has to have kavana l'kinyan. If you only need kavana l'kinyan, like Rav Moshe says, so if a person thinks he's married, it's not shayach to say it. Rav Moshe is telling me, if he would have known he's not married, he would have been bayal l'kiddushin. But would have been Bayo and Kedushin is not the same as being Bayo.
No, that's our emotion. No, what I was saying is like the people on it, there was a certain, it's a much general one.
No, but even the guy can just say, when a person knows he's not married, he is Bayo Lashem Kedushin.
Oh,
but that's when he knows he's not married. If he knows, if he thinks he's married, I mean, the guy can not, that could will be the same in the guy.
Regardless, it's all what he
yeah, because the most you're telling me is, oh, if he would know the truth, he would be Mechabe. But would be Mechabe is not being Mechabe. If he knows he's not married, we say he's Mechabe.
This is a restriction of a situation where they know they could be. I mean, we have a situation of a person's an Amar, doesn't realize that if he's both a Shifla, he's going to end up marrying her, he might not realize that. And then they're going to be a situation where it's an automatic, automatically he's going to marry Shifla.
I don't know how far the Gaonim are going. I mean, if the Gaonim say that we Neman is a person's das. Now, if you're telling me you may have a counter umdana, that may possibly work in some cases, a counter umdana. But, I mean, listen, there is a principle called Devarim Shavlei Vainim Devarim. That is the following. The definition of what a person is. I mean, let's say Shabbatai. I'm a Kaddish woman. And I had minded tonight, but I didn't say it. And she didn't fulfill, you know, what I thought was the necessary tonight. Is that a valid tonight? Of course not. I only had kavana. I'll die to the hachim. So that's the principle of devarim shebalei veinam devarim. Meaning to say, your maisa is touched up, not based on your hidden thoughts, but based on how people would interpret. In other words, it's an external interpretation of what we assume you're thinking. We're not saying factually we got your mind right, but that's the Devarim Shebalei. So if the pshat is that we normally assume that people who are not married are Bayo L'Shem Kedushin, the fact that in your mind that's not the case would just be a Devarim Shebalei Veinam Devarim. It's like in these joke marriages. If you're a Makadosh woman on a joke, now, if it's clear that it's a joke, clear Peshat Maisa, that's one thing. But if it's not clear, you cannot say I was joking later. And that's not because the Akharim say, we don't believe you. You could learn that way. Even if we believed you, we had an x-ray into your brain that we could retrieve your thought at the time, it wouldn't make enough gemina. That's Nichlal and Devarim Shebalei Veinam Devarim. It's not a chisaron of Nemanus. It's your machshava is not Nishana, the maisa that you did, right? So that would be the same thing here. The fact that the guy didn't know he was getting married, tell him a shanan, that wouldn't make a difference here.
I was curious how, it's not clear how, knows to what degree. In other words, if it's known in this town that they all boil their slaves and they all keep their slaves, you know, the assumption that that changed, or
okay,
the person's an actual zona. I'm saying the person's an actual zona. She perfected it, so that you couldn't.
There may be. Yes, it's not clear. I don't know. I don't know. We don't pass like the guy in them anyway. So we don't have so many riots. But again, it could be. I mean, since this is ultimately based on das, so it could be obdinus, could be mishana.
The chulon said the chul is based on das, not on some kind of.
By the way, I talked about this last night with all the goldish here, but based in spots. Quarter time, last quarter, issued a very, very controversial stuff, not 93 page, a huge chew on this, about tremendous chiddush and gedolim are not makabel them, unfortunately. A man was in a coma, still alive, in a coma for 7 years. The man, see, if the woman's in a coma, that's a tragedy, of course, but a man's marriage prospects are not so difficult, because his issur is only a chemer b'rabbeinu gershon. And he will get a heter meir rabbanim to be able to marry another wife, as long as he supports this wife. But if the man was in a coma, what are you going to do? She's still married, he's not dead, and he's not a bar hachit to give a get. And he was not a bar hachit to give a get. So what happens? She stayed for 20 years, 30 years. So they issued a psak based on two svaras. And again, they have kamba v'kamba raya, that they permitted her to remarry. Number one, they tanya, it's only a suffix kedushin, because a daiti the hachin, amazing thing. If she would have known at the outset of her marriage, an amazing thing, that she would be left with this situation, and if he would have known that as well, he or she would never have been Kaddish.
They're
mechalik between a husband who simply says, I'm not going to give you a get, and then we don't say there, oh, if she would have known, but you talk about problems.
Unless they lost at war or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That's for the Dorim, right.
But then the second svara they wanted to say, also a bigger finish, is they wanted to say that since, even though he's not able to give again, but since he certainly wouldn't want his wife to be in a gunah like this, it's a zechus for him to release her, so we can give the get al zochim liyadam shalai b'fanav. It's called the get zikri. Now, it's a big pellet because there are many, many problems, but one of the problems is that zechia works because it's ki'ilu amir shaliach. So l'chaira, it's only shayach, the principle of zechia, when I'm able to make a shaliach. Now, since halachically this person is mana a shaitek, the chalapachas, a shaitek cannot be mamana a shaliach. Even if he could talk, he couldn't be mamana a shaliach. So how is it shayach for there to be zochin liyadam shalai b'fanav that works mitam shalichos if a shaitek is not a person that could make a shaliach? Most of the Gedolim have not been, the woman herself may not even be religious. She just went to her credit, she went to the Beis Din for a Heter Nisuin, and they gave her a Heter Nisuin, so she's not interested in the halachic niceness. But Kama Gedolim were Maicha on this. They thought it was not a correct plan. But they claim, I don't know. It's not a crazy group of people. These are Chashuk people. They wrote it, 93 pages. Conditions and specifically Frank. No, they went through a tremendous amount of material. But I leave it to MS, the underlying case is a bit of a weak site. But they do claim that there's Zalman Chemia. Goldberg was masking to them. And they quote five lines that he said, under these circumstances, he's masking to the edge, but I didn't see the actual thing that he wrote, so I don't know. Sometimes it's taken out of context.
I'm just curious, if you know the woman's not religious, maybe she would marry anyway, that you would have to do something like this, you would have to avoid even pushing the lines, you would have to avoid the bigger problems.
Well, they actually bring from the Chassam Sefer, very interesting thing, not the Chassam Sefer. They bring all the preliminary stuff about how you have to look for ways to help an aguna, you don't stop with like machmer, you look for ways. So they bring to the Chassam Sefer, why are we so interested in helping agunas? He says, a woman is not mitzvah in Piri Baribia. So I would have answered, good, she's not mitzvah in Piri Baribia, but a person wants companionship, a person that, we can. He says differently, he says, the reason we're megal by aguna is we're chayshesh, that she might go out in the Tarbas Ra and be Mizanim. So there's a mitzvah to be Mechabes Eitzais where she won't be an Iveris. Notice what you said. And that's even by a religious woman that says, Kal B'chayim, you're not a religious woman. I would have thought the other reason is better.
Sorry.
It's not the compassion for a person, but okay, but Rav Sefer says, Shelo Yas Yetzei the Tarbas Ra. So what you're saying is right, but it's really a very, very amazing psalm. Now, here's the thing though, just to give you an example of how sometimes people are very irresponsible, and this psalm anyway is a tremendous chidush, okay? Big, big chidush, get zikoy, zochim liyadam shalom b'fanav by a shaitan. But
they call him a shoda because he's the
one. Yeah, they say that he's called a tzameach, whatever, he's a vegetative state, so they say a tzameach. Do you know Kishaita? Okay, that's
it. He's never able to run out.
Yes, 7 years, and the doctors, they went to the base, went to the hospital a number of times, they talked to the doctor, they did a whole...
So he's not always...
But they say, hatem, unless there's a nice nigla, it happens sometimes, he's not going to come out. So, here's what the Basin says. And Basin made the point, Chas v'Shalom, this Get Zikui we were authorizing for a person in a long-term coma, but certainly if a man is around, a man is awake, and a man says, I am not giving a get to my wife, we certainly can't say, Zachin the other Shalom Avanov, and we'll give a get on his behalf, and they bring a riot. Because Chazal say, when a person is chayav to give a get, and he doesn't listen, Kofin osa, Achieva writes on me, you beat him up until he says yes. Why do you have to beat him up? Let's just say, oh, since it's a zechus to listen to Beis Din, we're doing a good thing for you. Zachin the other Shalom Avanov, let's write a get, I'll zachin the other Shalom Avanov. So why do you have to go through the tircha of kaifin, I say, and shayim erezani? The answer is pashut. Since sechiyah is a form of shlichus, if a guy says, I don't want you to be my shliach, you can't do it via sechiyah. Right? So the Beis Din makes the point, befeirish, that an oimed b'tzaydeach, unfortunately, which is the most of the aguna cases, you know, you can't do it against zikun. But shteitzach, you know, what do they say, within the more... left-wing modern Orthodox world, and they're saying, oh, we see, we can write kittens, this is going to be the solution for all Aguna cases, we'll just write, get sleeping. But you see already, where they went is already the edge of the cliff, if not over the cliff. It's already the middle of the chasm, as it were. But people are already talking about get sleeping for everything, and that's not a big touch. And then ultimately, and the first thing is also wonder, the idea that if she would have known she would have this surah, she wouldn't have agreed to be married. So that goes back to what Rabbi Rachman says. Oh, if she would know that the guy wouldn't give her a get, what are you going to say? So then you don't need a get in any case. So that's a madna. So there's a lot of priestess getter in this.
Which but they use this as a historical, or was really the second one was the bigger?
No, they used it as an Istarvus because they wanted to create a fake saying. In other words, like this. They wanted to say, first of all, maybe there's no Kedushin. Right. Even if there's a Kedushin, there are Svaras of Zach and the other Shlomo Avanov, and we'll write again. So then it was an important part of it. It's like 40 pages, like, you know, 90 pages. So 40 pages are trying to establish the first Nakuda, and the other 40 in the second Nakuda, and 10 pages are background numbers, whatever. But you see, being a Dayan is hard work. I mean, they really have to go through. I mean, they went through a tremendous amount of... I don't think the Maskanas are so strong, but they really were mishtado, mamish, v'leiv v'nevesh, to find a Pesach for the woman.
Yeah. How do you qualify Zachin to find? Because in some cases, I just thought, okay, the Gemara says sometimes, well, you wouldn't want... It's not a Swiss because... It's really trouble. It's not a Swiss because, you know, you're a Shabbat.
That's correct. So this is what they time. They tie now like this. They tie now. And again, these are, if you look at them, they're a bit artificial. Who knows? They say, Bishlama, if a guy has Alzheimer's. So it may not be a zechus because maybe he still wants the companionship of somebody who visits him. So we're not going to say, they say, we're not going to say by an Alzheimer's person. We're not going to say by a senile person. We're not going to say, oh, but that is a zechus. Because he's being mopsy. But when someone has no consciousness, when someone has no hakara, when somebody is totally in the institution, the hospital, 24/7, so the Mela, he himself gets no benefit from the tzatza. That's what they tell you. But you know, it's very, very hard to say. I mean, I could make an argument, maybe, that if a man is in a coma, and there's no family members who care about him, maybe the doctors do less than the hospital. You know, I mean, there is some hypothetical Mila that, all right, I have a wife that's, you know, that will be my advocate or whatever it is.
Why does Zachin just be nothing?
He's saying it's once you remove any benefit that he's getting from the marriage, we then say he certainly would not want to cause his wife that pain, and it's a chus to him to remove, not to cause his wife. That's their one.
And it's more like a tangible thing, like what's emotional.
Yeah. And that's the other Nakuda. The other problems. So there are really two problems here. One problem is, how can a shaita benefit from zechiyah? He can't make a shaliach. Your problem is, who says it's a zechus? That's one set of issues. That's the second one. There's a third issue, too. And this is nogea. There are two more issues I'll mention. The Kesais has a whole arichas that maybe we only say Zachin Li Adam and not Zachin Mei Adam? This is a shayla in the Gevel Nice by Mechibas Chametz. Let's say you're a rav, right? So people go to you and they make you a shaliach to sell their chametz. Now let's say I have non-religious Jews in my neighborhood who don't go to a rav. So am I allowed to say, well, it's a zechus that I'll be matzil them from Bal Yevai, Bal Yimatzei. So I'll sell their chametz. No. First of all, you can argue, well, wait a second here. If they're going to be eating that chametz during Pesach, I'm going to be machshil them a gezel. But at least gezel avim. So is it a zechus for me to save them from Bal Yevai if al yidei kach they're going to be over on gezel? Now, you might say, well, is Bal Yevai more chumrah than gezel? I mean, well, not necessarily. Eating chametz is a chiyuv chametz. But that they're going to do anyway. They're going to eat the chametz. Only chametz is only a lav. And it's a lav b'shevi al-tasa. Gezel is a lav b'kub b'yaseh. Now, you may say, well, it's only gezel akum, so that would depend if gezel akum is still rising or not. So, okay, so the first question is, well, maybe it's not as chutz for me to sell their chametz if they're going to eat it. But let's say they're going to Florida for Pesach. So whatever chametz is in the house, they're not going to eat. So there, it clearly is a zechus that I'm not still living from all you have. But the Kesayis discusses that the Gezeres HaKasim of Zechiyah only works when you're giving somebody something. I'm kind of for you. That's called Zachin Li Adam, but Zachin Mei Adam, to be Zaycha, to take away, sure you don't say Zechiyah. So here, by get, this is a Zachin Mei Adam. We're being mavato leishes.
Is anyone called a zachin meyad?
Is it zachin meyad?
From take away something. Is it the gemara's?
No. The gemara, all the cases in the gemara, liyad. That's it.
Shus.
Yeah. But those who say that it's stabi tana and stabi denichal, they say there's no difference. But there's another nekuda. The Kesayis says. Now the Kesayis has another nekuda. That's a dakas stick in nekuda. The Kesayis said. Now when you first see this, it doesn't make sense. No, the Kesayis says. It is only shayach sechia on a maisa. I can do a maisa kinyan for you, right? I can do a maisa on your behalf. But anything that requires your das, it's not shayach sechia because I cannot supply your das. Now you may say, well, what is that? So every case, a kinyan, right? If I pick up property for you, chayra, a kinyan requires das konan. If it requires das kona, how can Zechiyah work? So the Kesayis says like this. The truth of the matter is, you really don't need das kona. And the raya that he brings is a katan. A katan is a lav bar das. If a katan picks up a mitzvah, a katan is not kona. But if I give something to a katan, he is kona. He doesn't have das. Because you have what is called das acheres maknais. The das of the machna. Now look, if the kainah bedaska doesn't want to be kainah, he's not kainah. But you don't need his das when you have the das of the machna. So the Kesayis wants to say that you see by kinyanim, you don't actively need the das of a kainah. So we could say, when I pick up a mitzvah for you, even though I'm not a machna because it's not my property, but in a sense, my das could take the place of your das because your das is not essential anyway. Because das acheres machna. So Zechiyah can work, I can do the maise kinyan, and I can supply the das. But the Kesayis Taitis, any type of transaction, any type of chalutz, that requires the yuk, the das of a specific person. So if I make you a shaliach, shalichu shalom for maise, but it's not shayach Zechiyah on das. It's not shayach Zechiyah das, and since Gidin requires the das of the Baal, it's not Shaykh. So there are three different reasons why it would not be Shaykh get Zikoy. One is a Shaita that's not a Bar Shalichus cannot have Zechiyah. The second is Zochin Li Adam and not Zochin Mei Adam. And the third Nikud is the Kesayis Sahora. That it's never shayach even by pikeach. It's not shayach zechiyah and das. It's not shayach zechiyah and das. It's only shayach zechiyah and imaisa. The term is not makbid on this specific thing. So, I mean, there's no argument. But again, all of these are shilas. So that's, I mean, you know, then they basically say, well, we have the other side of it, plus the substitution, so you can starve it to be a sphinx. I mean, that would be. No, the third one is the Kisaisis Chiddush, that it's only Shayach Sechia on a Maisa, it's not Shayach Sechia on Das. So anything that requires the Das of the husband. See, Chinyonim don't require Das kind of quiz. Das not that's good enough, so I can be Zaycha to him. So when I pick up a Mitzvah, I become like a Machna, Das Machna. But by Gittin, where you need the Das and the Ratzon of the Bailam, it's not shayach that my zechia takes the place of your ratza. If you don't have the ratza, the fact that it's a schutz for you, we're still missing a tanai of ratza naba. You know, explicit ratza naba. Kavanah naba. This is what the Kisai says, where it's not shayach.
So the first line is the conclusion of the Tosis is generally a problem to start saying that.
Yeah.
B, the whole issue of
right. So they want to create a spek speka, and then they mock your relationship with spek speka, but. Of course, there's a lot of general stuff you have to
do. Well, they assume that this is it the whole thing is going to be if there's certainly no benefit. But if, for example, there was a clear benefit where he was a vegetable and he could respond in some way, squeeze a hand, a lot of times these people, they don't know.
It's still have a question if he's a shaita, but if indeed he would not be a shaita, he can make a shaliach, he don't need zechia.
No, but if he's a shaita, but a shaita can still not, in other words...
Yeah, but a shaita can't make a shaliach, that he's still back to that issue.
No, it's different, but they're going to say that if he wasn't, if he's already a shaita, then how could he, there's also him because he's a shaita, because he's not able to make that
shaliach. That's what I'm saying, yeah, you can't, the zechia cannot be better than shaliach.
No, but I understand, but even him as a shota, when he was normal, if he would have realized that he's in the situation of a shota, but he can squeeze a hand, in other words, if he has some kind of interaction, it's not total,
yeah.
Then he may have not wanted to do this. That's what we were saying, maybe he wanted the visiting.
Maybe so, that's
so
right.
Would this only work, even if he then, I'm trying to say,
yes.
It would only work, if he had some, if there was a possibility that he could get a benefit.
That's correct. There has to be his chuskar. By the way, let me just mention.
So they're assuming that there was no schus.
That
because because they don't know there was a schus.
No, there was no schus in staying married.
No, in other words, they don't know. They're assuming that what we're saying is that his care is not better,
that there is no benefit he gets from staying married.
They don't know that for sure. What he really is experiencing in the coma, but that's the assumption.
That's their assumption. Yeah,
right.
It's based on that. That's why I said they differentiated between an Alzheimer's patient who might get some benefit of companionship versus this person. Again,
even people in comas. It's,
I understand.
That's the problem.
There's a whole bunch of assumptions here that are left off the truth. I just want to mention one other interesting thing that he says. It's not to get nothing to get our circuit there directly. But I want to mention one other thing. There's a fascinating machlekes in Perak Beis of Gershon. The Rambam has a psak, and the Torah is chaylik of the psak. That is, hakol noite may shayta cannot make a shaliach. But what is the halacha if I make a shaliach as a pikeach, and then I become mishpate? Can the shaliach deliver the get? The Rambam says, min antayra, the shaliach can deliver the get. Midrabanan not because people will think the Shaita made the Shaliach. The Torah says the get is pasul min atayra. The get is pasul min atayra. And the reason for that is, so the Machlekes is a lungus of Shalichus. How does Shalichus work? The Rambam understands Shalichus means I give to the Shaliach the koach that the Torah gave me. The Torah gave me certain powers. I hereby transfer my powers to the Shaliach. The Shaliach now has my power of Gershon. The fact that I lose it later, that has nothing to do with it. He already has my power. The Torah learns the other way. The Torah learns, it's not that Shalichus is Mesiris Kayach to the Shaliach. It's the other way. The Shaliach is like my long hand. When he gives the get, the Torah considers it as if I gave the get. But if Bishas Maisa, I was not a person who could give the get, it's not going to be good. It's machlekes. In other words, is Shalichas a movement from the Mishaleach to the Shaliach? or from the shaliach to the mishaleach? Do you say the mishaleach gives his kalach, or do you say the shaliach gives back the maisa? Now the emphasis, like the Torah, is a little schwer. According to the Torah, why can a shaliach give a get for me if I'm asleep? As far as I know, we're not mechayev to be baidek at the time of Mesinas HaGet, whether the mishaleach is awake or not. I mean, if you're going to say that, it's kilo I did it, but I'm asleep, I couldn't do it at that time. Okay. But this is the machlekes, the Rambam in the Torah. So the Kesai said a beautiful thing. He wants to be miyasha, the stirei in Rashi. The Gemara in Gittin says the halacha of ein get liachar misa. You cannot give a get. A get cannot be valid after the husband is dead. So if you give a get to your wife, to be chal after misa, to be mafkia zika, it's not valid, etc. So the problem is there are two Rashis, and Rashi gives two different reasons why ein get liachar misa. In one Rashi, he says, ein ha-mesa megarshim. A mace, a dead man, is not a person that has the koach to be megarish. He's incapacitated. He's dead. There's another Rashi that says, ein ishus liachar misa. The reason why a get cannot be chal after misa is because there is no ishus to be mafkia. So why does Rashi give both reasons? So the Kesai says, because it covers two different situations. When I give a get to my wife to be chal after misa, and there's no shaliach that I appointed, so then it's pashut. Ein ha-mesa megarshim. Just like a person becomes a shaliach, he can't give a get. If a person dies, he can't give a get. Ein ha-mesa megarshim. But let's say a man made a shaliach to give a get, and then he died. If I learn like the Rambam, that once he gives his kayach to the shaliach, his incapacitation is all right, then the same way the Rambam says, nishtate the shaliach can give a get, why not even after death, the shaliach can give a get? Answer is, there's no ishus. In other words, you can't say the mace lacks capacity. You can only say there's no ishus, right? So that's why you need both reasons. Now, I don't know why you need both reasons. I mean, l'chara, there's no ishus would be maspid for both, but he said that Rashi had to come on to an additional reason. Besides,
so Rashi was kiyu mechavan to the...
Well, he wants to say that the Rashi was following the Mahalik of the Rambam in terms of shlichus, his name is Sirus. His name is Sirus Kayach. Yeah. Okay, well, what's on the other side? Okay, maybe we'll stop here. So we should come to tomorrow. Let's go back to what the other tomorrow is. But I don't have my other commitment tomorrow. So if you want, we can. It's better.
Do a regular time.
I can do a regular time if you want. What is better for people?
Yeah, it's fine.
So 10. So 10.
10 tomorrow. Usually Wednesdays is a later time.
Wednesdays is normally later, but for now.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock tomorrow.
That should be, or is that the thing, or is
it? Start again.